KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a partly cloudy sky, and it's currently 19 degrees. We look for skies to be partly cloudy for the rest of today. Well, the temperature is nearly steady, right around 20 degrees. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. And the news is brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. An April trial has been scheduled for a Council Bluffs woman accused of conspiring to steal from a Walmart store. Jerry Adelano pleaded not guilty Tuesday to theft, conspiracy, and ongoing criminal conduct. Her trial is set to begin April the 5th. Prosecutors say that Adelano worked with a Walmart cashier, Keisha Kephart, in buying items that Kephart would mark down for Adelano. Kephart also would take coupons that were for other items. The bogus transactions cost Walmart more than $4,000. Kephart pleaded guilty earlier this week after making a deal with prosecutors that includes her agreement to testify against Adelano. Kephart was sentenced to 2 years of probation. Well, the deputy warden at the Iowa Medical and Classification Center in Coralville is providing some details about the apparent suicide of an inmate who was sent to prison just a few weeks ago. Greg Ort said 37-year-old Jerry Dillinger was in a single cell, meaning that he did not have a cellmate. Dillinger was found unresponsive in that cell Wednesday night.
At approximately 11:30 p.m. during a routine unit check, and our officers check cells about every 30 minutes, on this particular unit, and Dillinger was discovered unresponsive and hanging from a bed sheet that was tied to a pole on his bed.
Dillinger was pronounced dead at University of Iowa hospitals less than an hour later. You may recall Dillinger was arrested in mid-December for the shooting deaths of his ex-sister-in-law and her boyfriend in Union County. Loretta Dillinger's body was found in a pond near Lorimore, while Michael Robinson's body was discovered buried in Thayer. At his first court appearance in January, Jerry Dillinger unexpectedly pleaded guilty to both murders and had been sentenced to life in prison. Ord said that Dillinger did not demonstrate any early warning signs of suicide.
We have a protocol in place that if anyone demonstrates a suicidal intent or a suicidal ideation, I mean, if they talk about it, or even if they have a history of it when they first come in, then there's a protocol for that. Mr. Dillinger did not demonstrate any of those indications at all.
Elsewhere in Southwest Iowa news, the Taylor County Sheriff's Office reports three recent arrests. Officials say 28-year-old Andrew Kipas of Lenox was arrested Tuesday on a Monona County warrant for probation violation. His bond was set at $5,000. On February 6th, the 17-year-old female was charged with simple assault. The teen was referred to juvenile court. And on February 5th, the 2-year-old Rafael Rodriguez of Creston was arrested in the 400 block of West Illinois Street in Lenox for criminal trespass. His bond was set at $300. The sheriff's office said also no injuries were reported following an accident February 4th. 30-year-old Zachary Matney of Corning was traveling east on Taylor County Road J20 near Highland Avenue when he lost control of his 2006 Nissan pickup on the slick road. The vehicle hit a power pole in the ditch and sustained $2,500 damage. A Sioux City man accused of impersonating a police officer and enticing young girls and inappropriately touching them has been sentenced to 7 years in prison. 31-year-old Joey Alberts pleaded guilty Wednesday to enticing away a minor, indecent contact with a child, and three counts of impersonating a public official. According to court documents, Alberts was arrested in March of 2014 after authorities say he approached girls in 2012 and 2013, telling them that he was a police officer. Alberts was accused of inappropriately touching two 13-year-old girls on separate occasions and trying to lure a 12-year-old girl and a 13-year-old girl into his car in separate incidents. Alberts must register as a sex offender upon his release from prison. Officials with TravelIowa.com say the communities of Greenfield and Orient are currently being featured as iconic American destinations as part of a Dream Trip giveaway. Shauna Lode, director of the Iowa Tourism Office, says, "We know that travel in Iowa has the power to help families reconnect through meaningful experiences, and this Dream Trip giveaway is a great way for the Iowa Tourism Office to showcase our communities and family travel opportunities in front of a national audience." The Iowa Tourism Office partnered with publisher Meredith's Midwest Living magazine to grant a Dream Trip to Iowa. The 5-day, 4-night getaway will wind the winner through communities that exemplify Americana, like Greenfield and Orient. The winning traveler will stay at a variety of boutique hotels, dining restaurants that range from gourmet to local comfort, and adventure across Iowa by land, water, and air. The winners will also receive a $2,000 Visa gift card. Communities featured in the Dream Trip giveaway include, as I mentioned, Orient and Greenfield, also Urbandale, Winterset, Indianola, Pella, Eldon, and Moravia. Some featured attractions include the John Wayne Birthplace and Museum, the National Balloon Museum, the American Gothic House, and many more. You can read the full itinerary at TravelIowa.com. To find out more about the trip and register to win, go to TravelIowa.com. The entry deadline is February 29th. Travel Iowa says tourism of the state generates more than $8.06 billion in expenditures, employs 66,500 people statewide, and generates $374 million in state taxes. A Northwest Iowa woman has been given probation, and in order to repay more than $19,000 she stole from her former employer. Court records say 38-year-old Heather Blomendahl of Rock Valley was sentenced this week to 4 years of probation. She was also given a suspended 10-year prison sentence and told to make restitution to the Stone Soup Cafe in Rock Valley. She's pleaded guilty to a charge of theft. Prosecutors say Blomendahl stole the money from the restaurant's bank deposits between January 1st and July 31st of 2015. A U.S. magistrate from Sioux City has been approved to serve as a judge on one of Iowa's federal courts. Senator Charles Grassley announced Thursday that U.S. Senate unanimously approved the nomination of Leonard Strand of Sioux City to serve as a U.S. district judge for the Northern District of Iowa. President Obama nominated Strand in June to replace U.S. District Judge Mark Bennett. The nomination will go back to Obama for final approval. Strand graduated from the University of Iowa Law School in 1990 and had a private practice before becoming a magistrate in 2012. The Senate also confirmed Rebecca Ebinger's nomination as a U.S. District Judge for the Southern District of Iowa on Tuesday. A Missouri state trooper has waived his arraignment on an involuntary manslaughter charge linked to the drowning of an Iowa man who fell from a patrol boat while handcuffed at the Lake of the Ozarks. 44-year-old Anthony Piercy made a court appearance Thursday in Morgan County, Missouri. Piercy was charged in December in the May 2014 death of 20-year-old Brandon Ellingson of suburban Des Moines. Piercy had arrested Ellingson for boating while intoxicated and was taking him to a patrol zone office. Witnesses have said Piercy placed an already buckled life vest over Ellingson's head and didn't properly secure it. Ellingson's life vest came off shortly after he went into the water, and Piercy eventually jumped in but was unable to save Ellingson. Ellingson's body was recovered the next day. Republican leaders in the Iowa House have released budget targets for the upcoming fiscal year, and they propose to spend less money than both Governor Terry Branstad and Senate Democrats. House Republicans on Thursday called for spending about $7.32 billion from the general fund for the fiscal year beginning July the 1st. Senate leaders recommended $7.398 billion, and Branstad proposes just over $7.4 billion. The targets released by Republicans would spend less money than Democrats on several budget items, including education and health care. The parties don't agree on how much money is available to spend, which influences the budget targets. The targets do not specify potential cuts. House Republicans and Senate Democrats say committees will use the targets as they prepare agency budgets and at some point will reconcile the differences. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.